Hasbrook makes his mark, talking automatic first downs, and a real view of day-to-day life for referees. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Matt Hasbrook is in his third season as the starting quarterback for the Constantine Football Falcons, and he is being looked at as one of the leaders for this team, which is playing in a new conference, the SAC Lakeshore Division. Matt has made his presence known in every game so far. In a Week 1 loss at Saugatuck, Hasbrook rushed 23 times for 298 yards and 3 touchdowns. In a Week 2 win over Decatur, Hasbrook had the winning touchdown in overtime for the Falcons. And during a visit with MHSAA Network affiliate WBET in Sturgis, Matt says he has a lot of freedom to change plays or give input to the coaching staff.
Every time I come over, I've always got suggestions to say, or I've always got some input to say. And then at halftime, it's always, what do you see? What do you see? What do we need to do here? Even on defense, when I don't play, we get the line together, and what do you see here? What do we need to do?
Constantine is now 1-2 after a Week 3 loss to Dalton Kellogg and will take on Coloma this Friday. In our Sparrow Health System This Week game balls go out to the Big Reds of Muskegon High School, who recorded their 800th football victory in school history over Granville Friday night. Far and away from the rest of the pack in Michigan history, Muskegon's 800, 274, and 43 record since 1895 ranks tied for 9th nationally all-time with Easton, Pennsylvania High School. And the Birmingham Seaholm girls cross-country team scored 7 of the top 10 places at the Oakland Activities Association Red Division Jamboree last week. The Maples are the defending champions in Division 1 in the Lower Peninsula. Where you go for care matters. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Play ball, play ball, play ball.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
High school football is unique in which there are only a few situations where a defensive foul also gives the offense an automatic first down. At both the NFL and college levels of football, there are a dozen or so fouls that give the offense that automatic first down with certain defensive penalties. Under high school rules, however, the only defensive fouls that result in an automatic first down for the offense are the roughing fouls: roughing the passer, roughing the kicker, roughing the holder, and roughing the long snapper. All other defensive fouls, even including pass interference, only carry the yardage penalty with no automatic first down.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. And we say you can be a referee with all sincerity. Even in the unrealistic shadow cast from the Labor Day weekend football game in Texas, where a referee was targeted by two players angry over a call made moments earlier. In the hyperactive media these days, traditional and social, what gets lost is the real story about referees. That day in and day out, in thousands of games every week across the land, high school sports in general, and specifically officiating high school sports, is a rewarding avocation for the folks in stripes. A fun one at that. And the positive, sportsmanlike interaction between officials, students, and coaches far exceeds what unfortunately gets all of the media's attention. The good going on in school sports should entice people to help out by becoming officials. We always need more officials. The average official is 52 years old, and younger people can't let what happened in Texas a couple of weeks ago be a deterrent to getting involved and giving back to the game that was so important to their development when they were growing up. Of course, not all of us can officiate, but we can all help the atmosphere surrounding these events while we're in attendance by appreciating and respecting what officials do to keep these games, and yes, these are just kids' games, going. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.